Grace be yours and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning is our second lesson appointed for this Sunday. We read in Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 11. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your fellow redeemed, we all want security. It does not always come. I suspect that those soldiers who were killed and wounded last week thought that they were secure within the boundaries of Fort Hood. There were lots of older people who thought that their retirements were pretty secure till the economy went south a few years ago, and some people lost almost everything they had. Little boys and girls are secure in the love of their parents until they discover that mom and dad no longer love each other and have decided to divorce. Security in this life can be elusive. But what about eternity? What about life in the future? Some people try to deal with that by simply buying into the lie that when you die, you cease to exist, that there is nothing after this life. Others struggle virtually every minute of their lives in the fear of death. I mean, real fear of dying and facing eternity. But then there are those who look forward to the day, even when it is unknown, when they will rest from their labors and dwell with their Savior forever in heaven. I hope and pray that you are among that last group. As a believer in Christ, you are secure. You have security in this life and the next. The Holy Spirit testifies to that with our spirits. And He gives us that testimony in the Word of Christ. So this morning, we take a look at real security for this life and the next. We see, first of all, that comes as the Holy Spirit convinces us that we are the children of God. And also, as the Holy Spirit convinces us that we all are heirs of glory. The apostles' progression of thought goes like this. The Holy Spirit and the Father, who raised Jesus' dead body from the grave, will one day, by that same Spirit, raise our dead bodies from the grave. But in the meantime, He has put the Spirit into our hearts and given us new life, spiritual life. And that's the life that really the prophecy in Ezekiel is talking about. That's not really a prophecy of the final resurrection of the dead. It's really a prophecy of God giving us new spiritual life through the Holy Spirit that takes us from being dead in our sins to alive in Christ. And so now that Holy Spirit that has given us that new spiritual life puts us under and brings with it Him an obligation. So the Spirit who raised Christ from the dead will one day raise us, but in the meantime He has given us new spiritual life, and in that spiritual life you and I have an obligation. And that obligation is not to any longer serve our old Adam, our sinful nature. But we are now obliged in the freedom of our forgiveness to serve Jesus Christ. We walk in the way of the Spirit, not under the whip of the old Adam. And you and I gladly, willingly carry out that obligation to our Father because we are the brothers and sisters of Christ. We are all believers, the children of God. God has adopted us into His family through holy baptism. And we know as God's children that to walk otherwise than by the Spirit means death. But walking as the children of God means that we are the children of God, because those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. That's an identifying characteristic of the children of God, that we walk in the way of our Heavenly Father, that we are obedient to His will as our brother, Jesus Christ. And why is this important, that the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God? Because there are times when I may begin to wonder if I'm a child of God because I just can't seem to shake my pet sins. Or am I really a child of God? My faith is really beginning to waver under the heavy load of the crosses of discipline that my loving Father has placed upon me that are never pleasant at the time. My security, my trust in Him who is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer is beginning to vanish as easily as mist from a spray bottle. It dissolves into thin air, vanishes into thin air. What to do? Better yet, what not to do? That is not the time to look at our efforts at trying to be better, which always fail. That's not the time to have faith in my faith, which wavers from day to day. This is not the time to listen to the accusations of my old Adam in the voice of my conscience condemning me for sin. Now is the time to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. And that testimony does not come from some inner voice. That testimony does not come through some mystical experience or meditation on my own heart. The Holy Spirit testifies with our spirits that we are the children of God in the Word of Christ. in the revelation of the gospel of our forgiveness in the cross of Jesus, declared ours by His resurrection from the dead. This morning, the Holy Spirit testified with our spirits that we are the children of God when He said, God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. The Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit in the liturgy when we hear this absolution, God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. You and I don't have to try to convince ourselves that we're God's children. The Holy Spirit convinces us that we are God's children in the good news that Jesus Christ paid for all of our sins. And by His payment, we are forgiven everything. If I tried and had to convince myself that I'm a child of God, then I would really live in insecurity. But when I listen to the Spirit's testimony in the gospel, when I consider that testimony of my holy baptism, when I receive the testimony of the Spirit at the end of communion, and now the body and blood, the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthens and preserves you in true faith, then I go back to my life in security. I go dismissed in peace. But you noticed, I hope, that I stopped a little short there on that blessing that we receive at the end of the Lord's Supper. Because real security for now, in this life and the next, is not only because the Holy Spirit convinces me that I'm a child of God. He also convinces me and us that we are heirs of glory. May this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, both strengthen and preserve you in true faith to life everlasting. The Holy Spirit convinces us that we are heirs of glory. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane preparing to die on the cross, He cried out, Abba, Father. Abba is the Hebrew word for Father. It really is not, as some of us maybe were told in catechism or believe, that it's a sort of a word of endearment like Daddy. That really is not in the word. Abba is just Hebrew for Father. But we have in Gethsemane and here both of those names, Abba and Father. Our brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, went to His Father in Gethsemane, secure in His resurrection. He commended His soul over into the hands of His Father, secure in the glory that He was about to receive. For the first time as a true man, but in the full majesty of it again as true God, even though He always possessed it. He hid it during His humiliation. And now He would again receive the full use of it in His exaltation. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Paul says to us in Galatians, you are all the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. You and I are heirs of the same glory, the same power, the same majesty, the same place at God's right hand that our brother Jesus has received. We are heirs of everything that Jesus Christ now possesses. except participation in the divine nature. We won't become gods in heaven. We won't become like God when we are in heaven. We will, like our brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, true man, also be perfectly holy human beings who stand in God's presence. The Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that that is the truth. That is our security for eternal life. That is the future that we have. Whether a child is biological or adopted, the parents love them all the same, and their inheritance is equal for one and all. Our Father in heaven, whose name we hallow, and whose kingdom comes through the preaching of the gospel, looks at us as equal heirs of glory with our brother Jesus. Do you see the connection now between the first and last verses of Paul's words? One day, the Holy Spirit will raise us from a death-oriented body to a body of glory and glorious inheritance. And in the meantime, we have the security of that as the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirits in the Word of Christ that we are those heirs and that we are the children of God. And then, on Judgment Day, when the physical resurrection does take place, we will hear our Father say, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you before the creation of the world." Amidst all the insecurities of this life and the next, the Holy Spirit in the Word of Christ gives us real security for this life and the next. Amen.